The scandal deepens. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. What is really going on in this Mark Foley matter? Remember, the very reason the Republicans were elected was to restore sexual continence, which leads one commentator to the inescapable conclusion that this whole Mark Foley thing was a setup.
We know that there is a political party that was stupid, though, to set somebody up this way.
Say no more. In fact, it was revealed that the Republican staffer who tried to get the speaker to do something about Mark Foley more than 3 years ago is himself gay. In fact, CBS correspondent Gloria Borger reports that there are a number of gay staffers working for the Republicans.
Their role in this controversy has caused a firestorm among Republican conservatives who charged that a group of high-level gay Republican staffers were protecting a gay Republican congressman.
You see what's happened here? While we've been distracted by the war on terror, there has been a gay sleeper cell in the Republican Party. This is the problem. The FBI has been so busy recruiting Arabic speakers, they have failed to recruit agents who can pass for gay. We have to redeploy our forces to stop these gay instant messages on Capitol Hill, because unless we stop them there, they will follow us here. But Dave, you say, if we redeploy to go after these gay sleeper cells, won't the radical Islamic sleeper cells take over? Well, yes, they will, of course. 20,000 Islamic radicals will quickly subjugate all of Western civilization. But one of the first things they'll do is stamp out homosexuality. Every time God closes a door, he opens a window. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.